All right, and here we are back on the air. Getaway Friday, January 15th, 2021. 19 coming up on 20 minutes past the hour. Now, we are going to do the Family Feud this hour. We have a leftover Family Feud question from yesterday that we did not get to finish, but I do want to get this information that Dr. Art Uhlein sent to me out to you, the listening public. And again, we were talking about vaccines last hour, distracted driving, so on and so forth. We had calls all hour, which is great. I love when you call in, give your opinion or your thoughts. They're far better than mine, so I always appreciate that. So if you didn't get in last hour because the phone line was ringing busy, which just means we're on the line with somebody else, call in this hour, 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open right now, 740-383-9944. Again, the topic is the vaccinations. It is distracted driving or anything else on your mind, 740-383-9944. Go ahead and give us a buzz. Last hour, we were completely full with calls, so I appreciate that quite a bit. Now, here is the information, side effects, so on and so forth, from Dr. Art Uhlein's friend at the CDC. We're going to take the phone call, then we will get to this. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, Scott. I was just calling, with the situation you had this morning at your fast food
restaurant. Oh, my gosh. World War III.
Yeah. What I believe is happening, I think drivers are just out here trying to make people upset with anything they can do. And also the person, you know, may be on drugs or maybe drunk or, you don't know.
So. No, you don't know, but, the guy looked perfectly normal in the rearview mirror. He's driving a nice SUV, but to dead stop in the center of I just don't understand why he didn't pull up to the speaker because there were no cars in front of him and just tell the lady, hey, it'll be a minute, I'm getting an order. It was just very odd.
Mm-hmm. Yes, well, I just truly believe that occasionally I just think there should be, I know it would be probably impossible, but this is just my opinion. I think State Highway Patrol or somebody in authority should, be out here. They should have more officers. And I think, at least once a year, I think we all should have to drive with somebody to see if we're capable of driving.
Well, I don't know what we're going to do about these cell phones, because that is what he was doing when I could see through my rearview mirror. He was on his cell phone, and I don't know how we stop that. I don't think there's any way. I think it's like when people ate in the car, which people still do. I think it's when people used to smoke in the car, when that was very popular. I just don't think we can go backwards, and I don't know how you can entice people to stop doing that.
Yeah, well, I believe they should make all cell phones that they wouldn't even function in a car. I mean, to answer or, unless you're pulled over, if the engine's running, you have to pull over. That's what I do. I don't care where I'm at. If my phone rings, if I'm traveling, I pull off to the next wherever I can and check to see if it was an emergency or to see what the situation, is. And like I said, I just don't, I'm like you, I don't know what's going on, but I do know one thing. I guess there's a lot of people on drugs, and I guess Marion, Ohio here, we are at the top of poverty level. And, of all the 88 counties, we are, I think, number one in poverty. And that's another thing. And,
It's interesting. I don't know what the statistics are on that, but if that is the case, if that truly were the case, that we were number one in poverty of 88 counties, which I don't think we could be, because I know there are some counties in southern Ohio that are very, very poor, but even if it were true, I wonder why, when these statistics come out, okay, we're number one in poverty, why doesn't somebody try to figure out why that is?
I don't know, but like I said, I read this in one of the newspapers. I used to be able to go to the library. I read every newspaper that they carried there, And I read that where now what it is currently, I don't know if anything's changed. But like I said, there's just a lot of drivers out here. They're just pushing people to their limits. And, you know, in the South, you know, sometime last year, I forget what month it was, but it was like maybe early summer, late spring, when that person was in the drive-through lane like that. And, you know, they called the police and whatever, and, you know, they wound up burning the place down. So, I mean, it's just a situation where you don't know who you're dealing with or what you're dealing with, and I've never had that happen, what you had there this morning at a fast food place, but I seldom ever go through those places. And so, you know, I try to eat at home and, you know, and stay in.
I guess I'm amazed by the fact that people are so unaware of what's going on around them. That's, I guess, the biggest part of it, is mm-hmm. that, you know, if you want a dead stop in the middle of the road, I guess that's your business. You might get hit, but the person who hit you might cause injury to their car or injury to their body, and that's the societal problem that I think we're having. You know, if you want to kill yourself or you want to damage your car, I guess that's your business if you want to look at the phone. But you're putting other people in danger, and it sounds awful familiar to mm-hmm. this pandemic. That, you know what, if you don't want to wear a mask, if you want to go around, hey, you know, that's your risk, that's your right. But mm-hmm. you're putting other people in danger, and that's what I don't understand.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, I'm elderly, and you're going to understand less when you get elderly. And so it's even a more crisis out here. But I try to, in the summertime, I try to wear dresses and a hat, and I'm usually the only one in the store, so, you know, I get all the attention. And, but like I said, out here on the road, it's a different situation when you're elderly, because they want to speed, you know, they want to speed and, you know, and hurry up and, you know, want you to hurry up and speed. And I'm not going to do that, because I've only got one speeding ticket in my life, and I was going somewhere to get ice cream. So I've never did that since. I take my time and get there, and if somebody wants to go around me, all they have to do is blow the horn at me or do something, you know, and I'll pull off and let them have the whole road.
There you go.
And like I said, this is what's going on out here, that the cell phones are a problem, and I'm like you. I think anything can wait, and so if my phone rings, you know, I just don't answer it. I don't even try to. I keep my eyes right on the road, which is what you're supposed to do.
Absolutely. Eyes on the road and hands on the wheel.
Yes. And so, listen, you have a good day, and I'll be praying for you.
Hey,
but you've not seen anything yet until you get elderly.
Well,
okay?
I appreciate you calling in. Thank you.
You have a good day. Bye.
All right, again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. It's an interesting topic this morning, distracted driving and the vaccine. A lot of opinions both ways on both topics. If the phone line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. 28 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. Now, here's the information that Dr. Uline sent me last night from his friend at the CDC. Now, we're going to break here in 90 seconds, so I'm just going to read the first paragraph, and then we'll get to the rest of it after the break here. The CDC has released very precise data on adverse reactions to both vaccines Moderna and Pfizer based on intensive follow-up of thousands of people in placebo-controlled trials. There were more than 10,000 patients who received both shots in the Moderna trial, more than 2,000 in the Pfizer trial. The numbers differ because the Pfizer vaccine was released later, but subsequent studies have shown no significant difference. Except for the fact that three people who had Pfizer filler or who had facial fillers had significant facial reactions to the vaccine. And the moral to that story should be to stay away from facial fillers. Now, I'm guessing when they say facial fillers, they're probably talking about collagen and Botox shots. I imagine that's what they're saying about facial fillers. But you know what? I'm going to give you the conclusions that were made from these studies on both the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines when we come back from this one-minute break. So stay tuned. This is from the Center for Disease Control, CDC, coming up. Have you heard my interviews with Phyllis Diller here on WWGH?
Have I heard it? I could recite it word for word.
Well, Charlie, you must have a great memory.
Well, not really, but after 6,432 airings, it just becomes a part of your life. The sun comes up, the sun goes down, the moon comes out, and you hear Phyllis Diller's interview and cackle on WWGH.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
3, 2, 1. Oh, no. Which button am I...
When every second counts, you can't wing it.
Guys, a little help up here?
In a home fire, you may have less than 2 minutes to get out. So make a family home fire escape plan. Then practice home fire drills at least twice a year so everyone knows what to do when they hear... Prepare your family at ready.gov/firedrill. Brought to you by FEMA, the Ag Council, and Make Safe Happen.
All right, Scott Spears back with you here. Getaway Friday, January the 15th, 2021, 31 minutes past the hour. Now, here are the conclusions that have been made from the CDC in the trials concerning the Pfizer and Moderna COVID-19 vaccines. Here they are. Okay, here's what the data shows. Younger people are much more likely to have side effects than older people because their immune systems tend to be healthier and respond more vigorously to any foreign substance. It is the immune system response that produces the side effects. So now that's interesting. So the younger you are and the better your immune system, the more likely you are to have side effects. Which is odd when you think about it, because we would think there would be side effects more likely in older people. But it's younger people who are having more side effects because their immune system is better and it's fighting off the vaccine. So there's something to know. Here's something else to know. The side effects seen in the studies are very similar to those seen with flu shots and almost any other vaccine. The incidence of side effects, both local, like pain or swelling in the arm, and systemic, like fever and fatigue, must be compared to two other issues. To the risk of complications if you get COVID, completely depending on age, for people any age, hospitalization and death are very common. To the incidence of complications among people who get the placebo instead of the vaccine, for example, after the second shot, 51% of those who got the Pfizer vaccine reported they had a headache. 25% of those who got a placebo developed headaches. So the actual percentage of headaches that can be attributed to the vaccine is 25%. That's a placebo, by the way, for those who don't know, is giving somebody the vaccine but not really giving it to them, just telling them they do. But they do that in studies to see if people just develop things in their own mind. So that's interesting. 25% of people who got the Pfizer vaccine said they got a headache. Okay. After the second shot of the Moderna vaccine, 21% reported nausea or vomiting. 7% of those who got the placebo reported nausea or vomiting. So after the second shot of Moderna, 21% said they got nausea or vomiting. Now, that's going to end up being somewhere around 14%, because 7% of people who got the placebo also said that. Okay. Now, if you want to do Here's some things to think about. 23 million people have been diagnosed with COVID so far. 23 million people. Think about that. Nearly 400,000 are dead. And more to come, obviously. One out of every 100 people in the age group over 75 have died of COVID. Now, remember that. One out of every 100. One out of every 100 of people age 75 and older have already died of COVID. So, now, these are facts. So, these are not anybody's opinions. These are facts that were done by studies on the Pfizer and Moderna COVID-19 vaccines. So, there you go. What we need to know is, if you're younger, you're likely to develop more side effects because your immune system is better. But the side effects are very much like that of the flu shot. That's what they found. You get side effects, pain, swelling in the arm, fever, fatigue, and sometimes vomiting, nausea. Those are the side effects. But it's not in everybody. 25% of people got the headache, and I think 14% of people got nausea and vomiting. So that's what it is. Those are the worries. That's what's been done in the studies. Now, if you have collagen or anything in your face, apparently there's been some reactions to the vaccine there. But I don't know how many people in this area are getting collagen and Botox. So, that's the news as far as the vaccine goes from the CDC and the trials that have been done so far. If you have any information, give us a buzz. Or if you have anything to say about that, 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
I had the vaccine and I got no side effects at all.
Well, isn't it interesting? You know, the first thing...
Never even had sore arms.
Well, the funny thing is, the first thing on this list is that the younger you are, the more likely you are to have side effects. Because it says that the better your immune system, your body is more likely to react vigorously to a foreign substance being put in it.
I suppose. I've had no side effects. I've never had a sore arm or anything. I've heard people say that they're... arm was sore for a while and what have you, but I get my second dose on the 30th. So.
You know what's interesting, and I've been saying the same things, and honestly, I had not read this until just a few minutes ago, but the three people personally who I know who have gotten it, Mary Ellen, who is 90, I know somebody over the age of 80 who got it, and then I know somebody in the healthcare field who's in their late 30s who got it, and the only person who had side effects was the person in their late 30s.
Well, I'm in my 70s, so.
Yeah, so it seems like the older you are, the less chance you have of side effects, and the side effects that this person had in their 30s are just this. It's the same thing. Pain in the arm, nausea, headache, fatigue, fever. That's what they had, and it went away after about a week.
Well, you get that with the flu, so.
Right, well, that's what they say here. They say the side effects to this are the same of the flu.
I listened to a report yesterday with Mark Siegel, he's a doctor, and they were asking about these new strains that are coming out, and he says, no problem, there's enough different things in this vaccine, it'll take care of those, so we're good to go.
We'll cross our fingers and head, but you know, we're good to go, the people who get it. The people who don't get it, I don't know. And there's a lot of people who are not getting it.
People that don't get it, I'm sorry for them.
Yeah, it's a obviously, what was your main concern in getting it?
Didn't have any.
I mean, why did you definitely want to get it?
Well, I take the flu shot every year, and they say with the flu, it doesn't mean you're not going to get the flu, but you're not going to get it as severe. So, you know, the same thing with this virus. If you do get the virus, it's not going to be as severe.
Well, it's interesting, though, because one of the things I have not heard a whole lot about that Dr. Yulin told us the other day, because he's been vaccinated as well, and also the CDC is saying, it's not immediately effective, the vaccine, that it takes 8 weeks to be fully effective.
They said it's 95% immediately.
But
it takes 8 weeks for the other 5%.
Well, I don't think that's right. I think when we had Dr. Yulin on, he said it's only 95% effective at its height, just like any vaccination. But he did say, because the other day he said his was only at 3% the day after taking it. It takes 8 weeks to get to
90%. How did he do that?
Well, no vaccine is immediate. That's why you have side effects.
How did he know it was only 3%?
Well, I think you take 8 weeks, and you say at the end of 8 weeks, if they're saying 95, you divide it by that number of days.
Oh, so it's guessing. It's a guessing game then.
Well, I think all things are guessing games. But I do know it's not fully effective. No vaccine is fully effective the moment you take it.
We used to talk about the swag system. Scientific what? Yes.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think people think as soon as they get it, they can rip the mask off and everything's good, and that's just not the case. I mean, I think anybody who has a doubt should call their doctor.
You've got to get into your system, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to take 8 weeks.
You're talking about, you know, people that wouldn't take the vaccine. How many people have you got that won't immunize their kids?
Well, there's going to be a lot.
But yet they want to send them to school and be among other kids, and you know, the kids that have been immunized, and they probably still get sick because of the ones that didn't bother with immunization.
Well, here's the good news in that, actually, and this is the thing about a viral disease. If you don't get your kids the vaccine, but somebody else gets their kids the vaccine, those kids are safe after 8 weeks.
The kids are safe anyhow. If they get it, it's not going to be severe, and they're going to get over it quickly.
Well, some kids have died. The second we say it can't happen, I think people get worried.
If you have a bad immune system, sure, you're going to get it. But they said about the kids in school, you know, they won't affect the teachers. Because they don't carry it with them.
I don't know if that's true, because you know, one that congressman down, I forget, in the South somewhere, just a few weeks ago, 41 years old, no pre-existing conditions, and died in 3 days.
No. I'm saying the kids affecting the teachers.
Right, but I think no kids.
They're going to get it somewhere else.
I think kids are less likely to develop severe symptoms, but they still can. I mean, it's not impossible.
Well, I suppose that's true, but if you take care of yourself and take your vitamins and what have you, you're less chance of getting sick from anything.
Well, the better your immune system is, I mean, the less likely you're going to catch something, but it's not a guarantee, and I think that's what maybe this congressman, 41 years of age, thought, well, hey, I don't have any problems, I'm 41, I'm certainly not in the risk category. Well, he's dead now, you can't unding that bell.
There are no guarantees.
That's right, and that's why...
You have no guarantee you're going to be here tomorrow.
No, but I think with this pandemic, I think the more cases we have, I mean, when we know that 1 in 10 people over the age of 75 are dead from this, I don't know of anything that is affecting the elderly population at that rate. I don't even think cancer is affecting them at that rate.
I don't know. It might be.
I don't know about 1 in 100 dead. I don't know about that. But we especially in just 9 months, and we're talking about a small time period here. We'll see
how many people died of the flu.
I don't know. But you know what? I keep hearing that
results on that.
Well, I think
how many people died from the flu, but they went to the hospital and then they got COVID. And they died of COVID.
Well, you know what's interesting, though? I know people who have died from COVID who that was not put on the... It was specifically not put on the death certificate, and I know that for sure. That they went ahead and put something else on there because they didn't want that on there.
Right. Well, the hospitals get more money for that.
Well, that's not true. We have had Tracy Kinsler on. We have had the CEO of Marion General. I've asked them both on air, and they both said that's not true.
They've even told that on national news, that they're investigating. In fact, the governor of Colorado, he went through and had them...
Hey, we got a minute break. Hey, stay on the line there. Hold on.
All right.
Scott, you know I love fruitcake so much that for me it's not just a Christmas dessert.
Oh, Charlie, I would not want it any time of the year.
Oh, Scott, you've not lived until you've had mashed potatoes and fruitcake, birthday fruitcake, graduation fruitcake, cream of fruitcake. And oh, the possibilities are endless.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth. Spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
Okay, go ahead, caller.
That good old Charlie, you can't get rid of him, huh?
No, and don't want to.
Oh, no. He is a treasure.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they've even told on the national news, the governor of Colorado checked into it, and he was, in some areas, they were up as high as 10%, that they separated them out, because he wanted them all separated, to know who died of cancer, and who died of the flu, and who died of COVID, and they found almost 10% of the cases in several areas where people had other things wrong with them. Then they went to the hospital and got COVID, or they died of COVID. So, you know.
Well, it's interesting because there's a story in the USA Today recently about that. Because, you know, a lot of people are making that claim. And the USA Today is certainly a reliable news outlet by any stretch of the imagination. And what they have said is, when they're checking the facts on this, they have said that there have been no public reports that hospitals are exaggerating COVID-19 numbers to receive higher Medicare payments. Jensen, who is a doctor, didn't explicitly make the claim, because this is the guy who said, yes, they are. He didn't explicitly make that claim. He simply suggested that there is an avenue to do that if they show plausible COVID-19 and not just laboratory-confirmed cases. So he was saying that, yes, there is a way that they could do this, but that there's no, all 50 states, there's no proof that that's ever been done. And I know, right here in Marion, I know somebody who died in the last month from COVID, and it was specifically not listed on their death certificate.
Well, that's good if they do it that way.
Well, I don't know. I think if they do list it, that's probably a good thing to let people. Because you know what's weird? All these people are dying, and we run the obituaries here, so I see them all. And I'm seeing a lot more people die in their 40s and 30s and 50s than I've ever seen before. Now, I'm not saying that's all attributed to COVID, but very few people are mentioning that in the obituaries.
That's probably true. All right. Well, okay. That's my...
No, we appreciate any opinions at all. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. 48 and a half minutes past the hour. Give me a buzz here. 740-383-9944. And we just read the information about the side effects of the COVID vaccine given to us by Dr. Art Ulian and his friends at the CDC. So there you go. 740-383-9944. If you have anything you would like to say, or the phone lines have been ringing busy because we're on the line with somebody else, this is your time to call in. But what I'm saying is, we have asked Tracy Kinsler over at the health department, and we have asked the CEO of Marion General Hospital if this is true, that doctor or our hospitals are getting money for putting COVID-19 on the death certificate. And there is no proof of this. Now, that doesn't really stop people nowadays from making claims, but, you know, that's what we know, and that's what we report. And, but you can always decide what you want. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have just my personal opinion input. This idea of us all, the health department worrying about seniors in the nursing home, and I understand they're all, you know, they're a lot more likely to die of it. I'm 78, but I'm telling you, if it's a choice of me getting the shot or a school teacher getting the shot, give it to the seniors, the teacher. We're trying to say, poor people in the nursing home, the only way they're going to get out of that place is to die. And I know that is cold-hearted, but I don't think it should be in groups. I think whoever gets there should get it. And it's scary when you think how much of that has sat on the shelf and is now outdated. So I'm just, that's just my opinion. I'm, like I said, I'm 78, and if I could give my shot to a school teacher instead of me taking it, I would do it.
Well,
because we need, when you see in Columbus where only 20% of the seniors is going to be able to graduate, well, what's it going to be in another 2 years when all these kids have not been able or, you know, have been gone? And then another thing I heard, and this is probably gossip, but it's good, that Ben Logan School went back to school after the first of the year 5 days a week. Now, why is that so, and here we still are? I just don't understand, and I'm too old for somebody to convince me otherwise. That's all I got to say. I'm going to hang up. That's over.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Well, there is a lot of question of that right now, and it's interesting because the first group of vaccinations, we do know now 400 of them were given in Marion County, and we know that they were offered to the first responders, and they were offered to people in the medical field, and they were offered to people who are living in nursing homes or in retirement communities. Now, we have the roundup of the next group of vaccines. On the 19th, it'll be Ohioans 80 years of older. January 25th, Ohioans 75 years of older, and those with severe congenital or developmental disorders. The week of February 1st, Ohioans 70 years of age and older, and employees of K-12 schools who wish to remain or return to in-person or hybrid models. And then the week of February the 8th, it's Ohioans 65 years of age and older. But right now, Marion County has 800 doses. Now, a caller earlier on brought up an interesting point about that. 800 does not seem like a lot in a county of 65,000, but we probably can only store so many of these things. So probably 800 is more what we can store at this particular point. Now, you can get these vaccines at the health department, Kroger, Meijer, or through Marion General, but you want to call ahead and you want to schedule an appointment. I don't think you can walk up. I think you can probably walk up and make your appointment, but that's probably it. Now, we've had calls for the last basically 3 hours now on this vaccines and also distracted driving, which is an interesting topic. Now, we've got 7 minutes left before the top of the hour. Pastor Steve Whitaker will join us for the pastor spot from 11 to 12 today, and then we'll have the Exchange Club from 12 to 1. But phone lines are open. I know a lot of you have gotten the busy signal this morning, and if you have gotten the busy signal, hit me up now. We've got 7 minutes here. It just meant we were on the line with somebody else, so give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. And again, given to us from the CDC and Dr. Art Uhlein this morning as far as side effects go, because this is a big worry and a big discussion right now on as to why people are not getting the vaccine. What we know from the tests that have been run is that younger people are more likely to have side effects. This is because they have a healthier immune system in most cases, and introducing a foreign substance into their immune system causes them to have side effects. We also know that the side effects from the COVID vaccine are very similar to the side effects of flu shots. We know that the side effects tend to be pain or swelling in the arm, fever, fatigue, and in some cases, nausea and vomiting. But that is only in, the swelling of the arm and pain in the arm and fever and fatigue is about 25% of people who get the vaccine. That's what the number is right now. Now, the vomiting and the nausea, that's about 14% of people who got the vaccine. So much, much lower there. So, there you go. And the numbers we have now are 23 million people have been diagnosed in the United States. 400,000, nearly 400,000 have died. And one out of every 100 people age 75 and older have died from COVID. So those are the numbers from the Center for Disease Control. So that's what we know about side effects right now, because there is a big question about this now that the vaccine rollout is happening. People are refusing the vaccine because they're afraid. It's not been approved by the Food and Drug Administration. We do know that. It will say that when you get the vaccine, you'll get a piece of paper that lets you know that the FDA has not approved this at this particular point. But that's where we are. So that's the information you have. And we would not encourage or discourage on this station anybody to do anything with the vaccine. We just want to give you the information so you can educate yourself and maybe go to another source if you want to. But that's the information that we have found to be most accurate at this point. If we find any of that information not to be accurate, we will let you know. And we will continue to have people in the medical field on, people who have gotten the vaccine at this point. We've had three on, but we're in the early stages at this point. We've had, this past week we had Mary Ellen Withrow on, who's 90. She has gotten the vaccine. She said the only side effect that she's had so far is a sore arm. I know somebody who's over the age of 80 who got the vaccine and no side effects there at all at this particular point. But much like the information we have, the medical worker who I know who's 39 years old who got the vaccine did have a headache, did have a fever, did have nausea, did have fatigue, lasted about a week, and then just kind of dissipated aside like other flu shot side effects and things of that nature. So that's what we know at this particular point. And a lot of people called in this morning. I think we had three or four people call in who said they have gotten the vaccine and are reporting no side effects at this particular point. So that's a good thing. But people have to make their own decisions. And again, we've had phone calls basically wall to wall for the last 3 hours. We have a little bit of time left here, and we'll take another one. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah.
I just wanted to call in and say my daughter-in-law and her two sons got it.
Oh, did they?
They got their second dose yesterday.
No. Uh-huh.
They didn't have no problem, just like they say most of it's like sore arm.
Yeah,
other than that, they haven't had no complications of anything. So they got their second. So, I mean, if they have any more, you know, symptoms or anything, I will call them, you know, if they, on the second part of it and see what happens.
Yeah, yeah, keep us up. Now, what age group are they in?
He's the one's 18, one's 21, and then she's 48.
So these would all be considered in the younger group.
Right.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because I it's fascinating that younger people are having more side effects because their immune systems tend to be better. I think that's something people should be aware of because I think people generally think it's the opposite.
Right. But we have kept in touch with them because they got, like I say, they work in a nursing home over in Galleon, and so we keep in touch with them to find out, and they said they hadn't anything but like the sore arm and it, like a couple hours, it just seemed like it was gone, and it's been normal, so.
Well, that's good. Now, do you plan on, do you have any reservations about getting the vaccine?
Well, I called in about, but they told us we had to wait till the first in order to call back and be put on the list or something, so. Oh.
Now, did they say anything about the doses? Because what we know is that there are 800 doses community-wide right now, but are they going to restock those? Did they make any mention of that?
No, I haven't heard anything on that. So.
Okay. Well, hey,
so we had called and talked to them, and all they said was, you know, when we started to tell them, they said, well, the age limit are, and we told them it was 74, and he said, well, you got to call back first, so.
Well, good luck, and I say keep us updated on the family there.
Okay, Scott.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye. Bye.
And again, as I say, phone lines are open. We might be able to fit one more phone call in before the top of the hour here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The phone line's been ringing busy. Just know that we're on the line with somebody else and call back in. But we've been talking about distracted driving, and we've been talking about the COVID vaccine, because that's on a lot of people's minds right now, to be sure. And remember, all the busy signal means is that we're on the line with somebody else. 740-383-9944. And we appreciate all the reports, because I do think people listening, it's easing their mind in some way, because the more we hear what's happening with people who are actually going through the situation, I think the more apt we are to make an informed situation. And some people will go for it, and some people will not, and that's their prerogative, but at least have the information at your fingertips that you need to make these decisions. And that's what we're here to do. Don't forget the Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker on in about 15 minutes here, 11:15 to 12 p.m., and then we've got a whole other program from 12:15 until 1 p.m. today, the Exchange Club, and we might repeat some of this information about vaccinations, when they are, when you can get them, and the side effects from the CDC. So stay tuned to WWGH Radio. Much more programming just around the corner.
Booze you heard on television was something last night. You should have heard the boos in this arena.
No kidding.
To Republican candidate for president, Donald Trump.
We welcome to these microphones Donald Trump. Donald, how are you?
Hello.
Doing very... What a busy week for you, sir.